You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5. Let's head back to the rink for third period action.
Third period action underway, and the Petes on the attack quickly. And the puck goes into the neutral zone. De Innocenzo has to retreat. Stewart retreating all the way back to his own goal line. And the puck goes all the way down the ice. And that will be an icing, as that puck will come back into the Petes zone. Two offsetting miners near the end of that second period has two men in the box. One for either team. And just over 20 seconds gone in this third period, and it'll be an icing as the Sting are on the attack again. Very uneventful first period. No goals to show for. Good pace, though. But the second period was completely opposite. Lots of stoppages, lots of penalties, and also lots of goals. Two goals each. And that's where we stand right now, tied up at twos. And the Petes are on the attack right now. Wood playing it down and deep. And it goes into the corner along the boards. Forcing the turnover. Corcoran in the slot. Couldn't get enough on it, though. Easy save there by Duncan. And now the Sting behind their own net. Stewart couldn't quite keep it in. Now Corcoran finds his teammate. Good pass there. Now Wood gets around his defender. Good job there. Sliding into the net. Good job there. Good effort with Wood. Good save there by Duncan, too. To stay strong and not let it get under him. The puck is in the net, but it's no goal, of course. And it'll be a face-off in the Sting zone as a result. Best opportunity of the third period, although just only over a minute gone. Is there a penalty as a result of that? Looks like there was. Actually, there was a penalty to the Sting, so the Petes are on the power play. I missed that. Not sure who it was. But nonetheless, the Petes have a man advantage for 2 minutes or less. See if they can take advantage and find their first lead of the game. They were trailing 1-0, tied it up 1-1, trailing 2-1, tied it up 2-2. And they're on the attack right now, getting the power play set up. Good job by the Sting there to lay the body. Unable to clear, though. Unlucky bounce off his own teammate. Now Dupuy is racing for it, and Frederick's the first one to it for the Petes. Backtracking all the way to his own zone. The backhand pass didn't quite find his teammate in the Stinger, just able to clear it down again. Wasting more precious time. Now Frederick has it behind his own net. Find his teammate Brady, who tries one time in the pass, didn't quite work out. Didn't work out at all. Oh, nice play there, almost paid off for the Sting. Chamberlain. And we go deep into... And the puck goes all the way back into the Lambton zone. And the faceoff will come back into the Petes zone. I'm live on air. And the faceoff to the left of Gavin Hill. And the Sting win that draw on the penalty kill. They're happy to keep it into the Petes zone with 55 seconds remaining on the penalty still. And now the Petes, he chips over his own feet with Wood. And now Corcoran has it into the Sting zone. Weingard pushes him off the puck. Now Stewart has it set up. Let's see if the Petes can get this power play set up. Deflection by Corcoran. Just wide the net though. Now Wood with it still. Corcoran has it along the boards. Stewart at the point, just flips over his stick. Had an opportunity for a shot, but couldn't quite control it. Watson now. Good job by the Sting. Stewart just keeps it in though. Shot. Deflection goes to the slot. Corcoran was there. 7 seconds remaining on the penalty. And it goes all the way down the ice. Galaze is the first one to it for the Petes, but that will do it. We're back to 5-on-5 action. An errant pass by the Petes, and Glavin will happily take that. But he just dumps it back into the Petes zone. Now the Petes in the neutral zone, battling for it. Four players still there fighting. And now the Petes in the Sting zone, but the Sting come away with it. McNamara, good job there by DiNincenzo. Sprawling out on the ice to keep that puck and steal it away from McNamara. But now McNamara comes away again. Good pass there. Sting looking dangerous now. McNamara in the high slot. Drops it off, but the Petes break it up, and it goes off the mesh. And it'll be a face-off in the Pete zone. 11 minutes remaining in this third period on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week between the Ben Smith Celts Peterborough Minor Bantam Petes and the Lambton Junior Sting. The face-off will be in the neutral zone, I should say. Birkbeck lining up for the Sting. And he wins that. Morden for the Petes. And the puck goes back into the Petes zone. Face-off. As Hill just smartly smothers it up. And the face-off will be to the left of Hill. And behind the Petes net. Battling for it along the boards. Now the Petes trying to break up Woodward. But Rock Flanders the first one there. Aaron passing to Donald with some speed. Nice bad save or blocker save by Duncan though. Woodward cuts inside. Donald, the little guy, with some speed. Morden. Glavin. Glavin still with it. And now the Sting with in behind their own net. Rock Flanders. Another penalty to the Sting, I believe. See if that's going to end up costing them. They're going to the box again. That's number 5, Josh Glavin. Slashing, I think, was the signal from the referee. And with 10:28 remaining in this third period, we'll see if the Petes can find their first lead of the game on the power play with the man advantage. The faceoff will be in the Sting zone as well. Right into Innocenzo lining up for the Petes. He wins it. Innocenzo has it in a dangerous spot. He had a teammate Corcoran. And the Sting just get it out, and Stewart has to retreat in the neutral zone. Stewart finds his teammate Corcoran. Not quite, actually. He goes all the way into the zone, and Lave for the Sting is the first one to it. Aaron passed there by the Sting. Right to his teammate, though, luckily. And they just send it all the way down the ice. Minute 30 still remaining on the power play. And the Petes. Nice pass there right to his stick of Corcoran. He didn't even see it. It was right to his stick. But the Petes are still in the zone. To Innocenzo. Just keeps it in at the point. And it's deflected well wide of the net. And it'll be another face-off in the Sting zone. 1:15 remaining on the Sting power on the Sting penalty. 9:43 remaining in the third period. I'm sure there's still a goal in this game. I'm just not sure for who yet. There could be another couple goals in this game. I wouldn't be surprised. And the Petes win that draw. Edwards along the boards. Edwards still with it. Trying to find his teammate. Oh, off the crossbar. Good pass by Edwards. I think that was Colby Wood who got the deflection right in front of the net. Sent it straight up off the crossbar. And that puck goes into the neutral zone. Woodward for the Petes. Brady. They're trying to get back into the Sting zone. They do just that. It's Wood being pushed along the boards. Stopping, circling. Now Woodward again. Brady at the point. Donald. Wood still with it. Shot wide of the net. Good chance there. Edwards racing to keep it in. He does that along the boards. Dupuis battling with him. Wood comes and helps him out. I think it's Donald now. Donald circling. Brady at the point. Wrister on net. Oh, good rebound there. Donald couldn't quite control it though. And Edwards still has it. Back to Donald. 20 seconds remaining on the power play. Donald along the boards. Back and forth behind the goal line. Good pass there to Brady at the high slot. Shot doesn't reach the net. Edwards still with it. He's looking dangerous. Edwards still with it now. Donald behind the net. 5 seconds remaining on the power play. Stinger just going to get out of this one, I think. Pushed off the puck. Now Rubari behind his own net. And they're back to 5-on-5. And the Sting do get out of it. They're trying to clear their zone. They do just that. And the Petes have to retreat. The Petes send it all the way down the ice. Nothing doing now, and he'll go for an icing. With 8:14 remaining, he'll come back into the Petes zone. Minor Hockey Game of the Week, only on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5. We're in a deadlock between the Ben Smith Cells, Peterborough Minor Bantam Petes, and the Lambton Junior Sting. Third period continues on the other side.